Hey guys, it's Drew from Court of Nerds here telling you that Tom and Chi in Granville is back. They've got impressive meal deals, so here's what you can look forward to when you stop by to get cheesy. Start your week off with a $29.95 Monday meal deal that feeds a family of four. No one wants to cook to start the week, so go get cheesy instead. Plus, kids 12 and under eat free from 4 to 8 every Tuesday, or enjoy a half-off grilled cheese donut every Wednesday from 4 to 8. And if you download the free Tom and Chi app like I did, you can hop in every Thursday and get $3 classic grilled cheese sandwiches. Plus, if you're like Stacy and you need it gluten-free, they can take care of you. Tom and Chi is proud to support Chia, a locally made vegan cheese that tastes so good, cows are starting to get jealous. Find Tom and Chi on 44th Street in Granville near Cabela's. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Big Drew, and every now and then, I kind of get to do a thing that I really want to do. And in this case, that means I get to talk to my friend Rob the Badger O'Neill about his brand new comic book. And it's number two in the series, another Griffin's comic book. This thing comes out on Saturday. And Rob, I can't be more proud of you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm really happy to have you back in the studio. And of course, pick your very wonderful and cluttered artist brain. Because you're like, and I don't mean to blow smoke here, but you're pulling a Scotty Young here. You're doing all the work yourself, right?
Yeah. I do the writing, the coloring, the inking, all the production work in Photoshop. It's a one-man crew.
And you're not just doing this and then publishing it independently like a lot of artists, writer, creators do. You have an entire board of people that your book has to get approved by before any of us, myself included, ever get to see it.
Yep. Randy Cleaves with the Grand Rapids Griffins is my main go-to guy. And then he's got his marketing people and his managers and everything, the upper-ups that have to approve everything. So, and the thing is, my style is kind of fast and loose. So I will send in like two or three sheets of a script instead of page by page by page. It doesn't, you know, Snyder's work, you know, with All-Star Batman, I'm sure is immaculate. Mine is, here's a bunch of notes that I'm going to do and basically bullet points. So it's like, all right, it's going to feature a lot of local stuff. You're going to see Rosa Parks Circle. I want to include Winterfest and the Great Skate. I want to include the Waldron Building that's right across the street. There are a couple gargoyles on top. One of them's going to be alive, but he's going to talk to the other one, kind of like the ball from with the Tom Hanks movie.
Oh, Castaway. Yeah.
So, you know, Wilson. Well, I'm big on classic literature. So I've got George and Lenny up there from Mice and Men.
Yep. I caught that, actually. I'm spoiler alert, folks. I was able to read a preview copy. And I actually had a couple of like out loud laughter during this. I caught your George and Lenny reference. And I was like, this is so well done. Well, this is so Rob, though. This book is so very you.
Well, I like a lot of alliteration because George the Gargoyle, you got Griff the Griffin, and the George and Lenny just fits so well. And he needed somebody to talk to in order to explain to the reader what's going on in his head. And if you'll notice, there are no thought bubbles in any of my cartoons. There's not one. It's all dialogue.
I don't know that I'd noticed that.
Yep. There's no thought bubbles. It's all speech or narrator.
Right.
So you've got the narrator boxes, and having to do this in the past because I started the story with Once Upon a Time. So all the narration is done in the past tense, like this happened maybe last year. Because you remember, the Great Skate last year was canceled.
Yep.
We had 50-degree temperatures, so it never actually happened. So you've got this gargoyle that has to explain what's going on, but I'm not going to have two gargoyles that are alive. So it's just George, and he's talking to Lenny as if he were a real living thing.
Kind of like Batman does with his gargoyle friend.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, when he's perched on top, you know, overlooking Gotham doing his dialogue, and only the gargoyle he's standing on can hear. So, Lenny's just a sounding board, and he basically is saying Griff has championship rings now. He gets to be their mascot. He gets to, you know, be beloved by all these children. He gets the trophy. It should have been me. I'm a mythological creature. Why not me?
Right. And it's a classic story of jealousy manifesting itself. Mm-hmm. And there are, like you mentioned, a lot of great local references in there, including some to a couple of knuckleheaded afternoon sports show hosts.
Yeah.
Which I owe you a big thank you for, man. That's super cool.
Well, I also put Isaac, your son's name, on the brim of the hat. So I thought it would be cool that you know, my son, my kids get to see. It's different. I don't think my kids necessarily get what I do because I'm the one who does it. They're seeing it.
Right.
Where if it was like, you know, well, Billy's dad gets to, you know, kind of thing. They're in the house. They kind of take it for granted a little bit. So I thought it would be cool if Isaac could see his name on the hat, his dad's in the comic book, you know, kind of thing. That would be, you know, something special. My kid's on the spectrum too. So
yeah.
I thought that would be a nice thing for, you know, a kid out there that's in the same boat to see.
Very, very cool, man. Really appreciated that. And again, really appreciate the book. And I think a lot of people do because it's kind of one of those things where as much as my son always wants to, and I'm betting you have the same thing with your kids, they always think they want to go to events, and then they get there, and about halfway or a third of the way through, they're like, I'm
bored.
They're over it. But now, on Saturday, people can go to the Griffins game, and they'll get a comic book, and then the kids can read the book while you're at the game.
You
now,
read it during intermission,
right,
watch the hockey.
Trick is hold it out from them until they need it. That's the trick.
Yeah, because they'll burn through it before the game even starts.
Yeah.
But the other nice thing is it's superhero night, so kids can dress up. There'll be some other people that are dressed up. They'll have some superhero themed things going on. And it's also a scarf giveaway. So the kids, when they come in, they can also get a scarf along with the comic book.
Boom.
And, you know, this time of year, who doesn't need an extra scarf? Kids
Seriously.
Are leaving them at school or in their lockers or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I posted just the other day on Facebook about how my kid is always stealing my winter hats because he loses them. I don't think I've ever given him a scarf because I'm so sure he'll lose it.
You're not the only one. My kids go through like a dozen sets of hats, scarves, gloves during the school year. It's a crisis.
So the big thing in this book, of course, is the focus on the Griffins. I love the callbacks to the first issue. You've got a lot of the recurring characters coming back. And, of course, the inclusion of the Great Skate Winterfest, which is one of the premier, I think, local charity events that goes on. And it's a big, fun event. If you guys need more details about that, by the way, head to griffinshockey.com. And if you need more details about the book, that should be there as well. Right, Rob?
Yeah, it's going to be on griffinshockey.com. And the Great Skate is the following weekend. So this Saturday, you can get the comic book. The following Saturday, you can go to the event. And it's in the book. There's some Easter eggs.
You're big on Easter eggs. And it's funny, you and I talk about this. You know, Easter eggs are really, really a fun part for nerds of nerd movies, of nerd comic books, is little references to other things that people who aren't really into the culture don't necessarily catch all the time.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it's the biggest one, of course, is the Stan Lee cameos.
Yeah.
You know, and that's in Marvel movies. Stan Lee shows up in every Marvel thing. He just had his appearance on Marvel's Runaways on Hulu a few weeks ago. And so you, Rob, you like to hide little Easter eggs all over your work.
I'm treating the Griffins comic like a Scooby-Doo adventure. Griff doesn't talk. He has no dialogue, but he propels the story, and kind of like Scooby-Doo does. And so there's a Easter egg of Velma in the comic. She's at the Great Skate. There's Waldo hidden somewhere in the comic book. There's just a couple of things that I put in there for me. One of those, there's a character that has a speaking line that's actually hot dog water from the Mystery Incorporated version of
nice.
Scooby-Doo. So just little things that, you know, 99.9% of the people are just going to look and go, oh, there's a character. That 0.1% will go, oh, hey, there's Velma. You know, that sort of thing.
Just the little things.
I keep myself happy while I'm doing it. And there are some things in there that are just flat out jokes. You know, like the bit between the girls trying to ask Logan where he's from. And he says, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Well, what did he say? I don't know. He doesn't speak English.
That was so good.
You know, that
was so good.
That sort of thing. And then there's stuff that drives the story. And like you said, I've got callbacks to the Not an Evil Bakery that the Criminally Insane Unicorn ran in the first one because the donuts are so full of preservatives. Technically, they're still good.
Like Twinkies.
They'll never die. And you can't even taste the unicorn dander. So there's just a bunch of different things in there. Murray finally gets his comeuppance with his Segway. It's got snow tires, so he can get around town where the Griff Runner golf cart can't.
I love the Segway bit. That was awesome, especially given all the Segway tours. Like, you know, we work downtown, so we see the Segway tours all over Grand Rapids all summer long.
Yeah, but you don't see them in the winter very often. But that's what Murray spent his signing bonus on, so that's how he gets around town.
There we go. Now, Rob, of course, people can pick this up. If they can't make it to the Griffins game on Saturday, where else can they pick up the book?
We're going to have some available probably at the Vault of Midnight. And unlike last year, they just had it a giveaway at the door. Now they're going to have some at Section 104, the customer service, on the concourse. So games following, as long as supplies last, kids can go over there and get one. I also donated a bunch of the first issue to our library system. If you go to Kent District Library, KDL.org, if you didn't get a chance to go to the game, you can actually get them from the library. And I'll do the same with issue number two. I'll donate a handful, and then kids can just get them from the library.
Well, there we go. Lots of ways that you can get your little hockey fan into reading, and it's going to be about their local hockey team. Again, tons of local references in here, tons of things that when you're reading the book with your kids, you'll be able to sit back and go, hey, we've been there. Hey, we did that. Hey, we skated there. Yep. A lot of things to sit back and smile about. And of course, a great story throughout, as usual, from Rob.
Well, one of the things I thought would be really cool, and this, you look at the cover and you see Griff hoisting the cup. And in the background, you see the Waldron building with the gargoyle on the top yelling, "It should have been me." When you flip open to the first page, you're at the gargoyle's point of view looking down where Griff is. So I do like a 180 spin on the view. When kids walk out of that door or they go down that alley to go to the parking or whatever, they can look over and they light up the gargoyle's eyes at night. They glow red.
Yep.
So when kids walk out, they can go, "That's George and Lenny."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're just chilling. Yeah. Oh, they're just chilling. You know, and man, I think he did a great job as the new arena announcer. So
yeah, well, I'm not sure how the current guy is.
Well,
feel.
You know, I've heard he's a really easygoing, nice guy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Nothing personal there. You know, yeah. It'd be cool to have a gargoyle as a ring announcer.
Well, you know, during the actual games, can I? During the actual games, he has like little cartoon sticks of like Bob Kaser's face or different things like that.
Yeah.
I was thinking I would get a couple of that are actually of George and Griff, and he could like
play
with those during the
game. That'd be kind of fun for him, wouldn't it?
So the kids would be able to see those faces as well as, you know, in the comic book and kind of tie everything together
and reconnect it.
I think the hard copies are actually going to be out Wednesday, so I'll get a chance to take a look at them and stuff.
Very,
so.
Very cool. Always something cool about having it in your hands.
Yeah.
Always something cool. So I've always been a big fan of physical, like books, physical comics, and things like that.
When I opened up the box on the first one, you know, that your heart skips a beat a little bit. It's like, it's real. It's real. I get to hold one of these in my hand.
Yeah. All right. He is Rob the Badger O'Neill. The book is the new Griffins comic books. Issue number two. Did you get greenlit for issue number three yet? Are we going to wait?
We're going to wait. But here's the thing. I think marketing wise, I'm going to draw it. I've already got the cover for it.
Nice.
It's going to be called Unfinished Business. And it's going to be the origin of the other mascot, Finn. So I'm going to do a tie-in with John Ball Park Zoo with maybe they found a mysterious egg. So it's Griff and the gang kind of around this crate that has an egg that's huge. And it's got a vague Griffin's symbol on it.
Nice.
You know, the shield with the crossed hockey sticks.
Yeah.
Kind of like a dot pattern around it. And my thinking is if I get it done during the summer, it'll be easier for the Griffins marketing team to sell it because they'll have 80% of it done and they can go, hey, instead of them eating Not an Evil Bakery donuts, they could be eating your donuts. Or instead of them drinking generic coffee, they could be drinking your coffee.
Right.
Or, you know, what have you. So they can do all the product drops and tie-ins and sell it a little easier if they've got most of it done. And then they just tell me, oh, yeah, Brand X decided to sponsor this or this shop is doing that. And just make it easier to sell.
Well, there we go. Again, the book comes out Saturday at the Griffins game. Physical copies will be around. You can pick them up at the Griffins game, possibly at Vault of Midnight, and definitely if you want to check out issue one at the library, go and check those out. Rob, always a pleasure to sit down with you, my friend.
Thank you very much.